Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Jonathan Chancellor, of course, from propertyobserver.com.au joins us every Monday night looking at these property markets. Jonathan, good evening to you. I mean, it's curious to see that the clearance rates in Sydney well up, Melbourne a little bit more suppressed. It's kind of curious to watch all that.
Very odd. I mean, it was only on Friday when Glenn Stevens from the RBA was telling the parliamentary committee that Sydney was taking a breather. But the clearance rate was 78% on the weekend. So that's better than Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's quite amazing. But does that suggest the prices are moving anywhere or not?
Look, I think that's too early. And look, my view is that the sentiment has shifted and it is a bit softer. I always thought the early bird would catch the worm this year. And so I guess at 78%, we're not wrong there. But, you know, there'll be a bit of a flood of property up to Easter, which is early, and then there'll be a bit more, and then there'll be school holidays. So it's a bit of a tricky scheduling year for estate agents. We've got then the election to contend with, and that can throw in a curveball, and hasn't it already with this negative gearing debate?
Oh, it really has. I mean, that's going to be an interesting one to see whether people rushed in to try and get into a property if there is a deadline of 2017. And the other option is that if suddenly there's a date put on it, say the budget this year, for example, if it all comes down then whether you might have missed your boat anyway.
Look, the market doesn't like uncertainty, and this comes at a time when probably, you know, there was a bit of thought that a bit of money might come out of the stock market into property. So I don't see that eventuating. I think wiser heads will prevail. I don't think the herd will rush into property, and there is a very good chance that, you know, there could be a flight from capital. Of course, it depends on who you think is going to win the election.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Now, just one thing, I did spot the Australian cricketer, and that is Dave Warner and his wife Candice. Did they really get $7 million for their house in South Coogee over the weekend?
They did, and I must,
$7 million.
I did not think they would.
Hell's bells, not bad being an opening batsman for Australia, is it?
They paid $6.25 million. They tarted up a tiny little bit, he and his wife Candice. I thought they would get their money back, but they got over $7 million. So they bought a sort of a knockdown in Maroubra for $4 million, and so obviously they've juggling, but they've done it very well. It was put up for the March auction, but they put it on the web last December.
Hell's bells, they'd be pinching themselves, I would have thought. They'd be very happy with that. I'll tell you what, I've got to keep on moving, Jonathan, tonight. I do apologise. We should have more time to talk negative gearing a little bit later.